The high court's ruling has private probation companies moving quickly to clarify their status in the counties where they work.
We're individually speaking with our judges. We're conferring with county attorneys and the like.
John Prescott heads the Community Corrections Association of Georgia, the private probation industry's lobbying group here.
It appears that the probation officers do not have the authority to request the tolling of a misdemeanor probation sentence, which of course creates a gigantic obstacle for us because that's a critical component of the supervision process.
But some attorneys think private probation companies have been pushing the envelope for a while, including WABE legal analyst Paige Pate.
And I do think it was time for someone, whether it's a legislature or a court, to step in and say enough is enough. You've squeezed as much money as you can out of these folks, and if we're going to continue in this system, we need to have some guidelines.
The ruling comes in a case against Sentinel Offender Services. The company was extending the sentences of people who'd committed misdemeanors in Columbia County. A longer sentence meant more fees. Georgia House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams doesn't think that's the solution.
If they couldn't afford $130, why would we assume they could afford $270? I think that becomes usury and that becomes anathema too. And again, it conflicts, I think, at its base with our core responsibilities as government.
There's a possibility this case will become a class action suit, which could mean Sentinel has to pay back millions of dollars of probation fees. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.